Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After hearing about his crimes, federal court jurors in Boston are now beginning to learn personal details about admitted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. WBUR's David Boeri reports on testimony by the first of four former school friends.
At the end of a long line of witnesses who have moved the jurors with stories of tragedy, courage, and sacrifice, Stefan Silva gave a starkly different reason for testifying. "I'm hoping to get the best deal I can get," said the 21-year-old, who called Tsarnaev his best friend back in the day. Silva, who took the stand in a beige prison jumpsuit, is an admitted heroin distributor, facing a maximum sentence of 160 years. What brought him here was not revulsion towards Tsarnaev's crimes, but a promise from the prosecution. If he helps convict Tsarnaev, the government will help him to cut his prison time. Carefully referring to Tsarnaev as the defendant, a sign of careful rehearsal, Silva said they had hung out and smoked weed together throughout school. When Silva eventually got into serious dealing, he felt the need for a gun. In January or February of 2013, he recalled, "Tsarnaev asked me to potentially borrow the gun to rob some kids from the University of Rhode Island." And though Silva kept asking for the gun back, Tsarnaev never returned it. According to the government, that gun, a semi-automatic pistol called a P-95 Ruger, was recovered after the Watertown shootout when Jahar's older brother Tamerlan fired it at police officers. Damaging though it might be, jurors already know that Tsarnaev has admitted involvement in the bombings, murders, and mayhem. In cross-examination, defense attorney Miriam Conrad sought to make Tsarnaev more sympathetic. She referred to Silva's comments as an anonymous source for a story in Rolling Stone magazine. "You said you were shocked. You had never seen anything in Jahar that would make him do something like that, the bombing." "Yes," Silva conceded. "You said it must have been his brother who got him into it." Another yes, reluctantly. "You felt 150% that Tamerlan influenced Jahar to do the bombing," Conrad pushed. "Objection," rose the prosecutor. "Sustained," said the judge, but Conrad had put it to the jurors. "You thought Tamerlan must have made the bombs." "Objection," said the prosecutor. "Sustained," said the judge. The witness, who had been speaking in a flat, tough guy tone, became more clipped and grudging, saying, "I can't remember," or "I don't recall." "Have you ever seen him violent?" "No." "You said he was humble." "Yes, he was." "You'd never heard him say anything to indicate he had a resentment toward America?" "No." "When you kept asking Jahar to give you the gun back, did it ever occur to you that he didn't have it?" Over more objections sustained by the judge, Conrad suggested to the jurors that Jahar had gotten and given the gun to his older brother Tamerlan. Conrad even established that Silva had told the FBI that he had used peer pressure to get Tsarnaev to start smoking marijuana. Silva's deal with the prosecution gave him an incentive to lie, Conrad said, and he already had lied, she got him to concede, and the government had not withdrawn its deal. She noted that the prosecution had even delayed his sentencing, originally scheduled for yesterday, to make sure he sang for his supper. The government tried to rehabilitate its witness, but Tsarnaev's old friend in a beige jumpsuit had provided the defendant with perhaps his best day of the trial. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri from the Federal Courthouse.